You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Coming up, we find out why pit bulls have been seen as everything from wonderful family dogs to vicious fighters over the years.
Right now, a University of Wisconsin-Platteville education professor is back from his six-month sabbatical working with Syrian refugees who are awaiting asylum in Germany. More than 10,000 refugees are housed at two former U.S. military bases in Darmstadt, a city near Frankfurt. Over the past 2 years, more than a million refugees have found their way to Germany, many of them fleeing the Syrian civil war.
Dan Leach joins us now. He's an associate professor in the School of Education at UW-Platteville. Dan, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thanks for having me, Kate, and thanks for letting me share my story.
Yeah, so you were in Germany from last August up to this February. Tell us what you were doing there.
Well, I did two things. First of all, I had the opportunity to teach at Darmstadt University of Applied Sciences, and I also had the opportunity to volunteer with an organization called Helping Hands, which is a self-help organization for refugees.
Yeah, and what is that organization trying to do?
Well, it's actually refugees helping refugees. So they have 17 volunteers. They're themselves asylum seekers, and they connect with newcomers and help them learn the ropes in the community and get them through their paperwork and otherwise just support them in their transition.
And explain the situation in Darmstadt and where these refugees are, what their conditions are like, and what their day-to-day lives are like for them.
Well, Darmstadt's a city about the size of Madison, and it's the home of the European Space Agency, so it's a high-tech city that also has two major universities. The refugees are currently housed in primarily in two military bases. They're former U.S. military bases, and I would say there's between 10 and 20,000 refugees in those, and they've also converted a few hotels into accommodations for refugees. So it's rather impressive that they're able to get so many refugees safely under shelter and give them food, clothing, and basic supplies.
And what were your interactions like with them?
Well, it's not just one group. When you say refugees, there's a lot of different nationalities, ethnicities, and languages.
And
there,
yeah.
So there is actually 12 different language groups in the one program. It was a converted hotel with about 450 individuals, 12 different language groups. And I primarily had the opportunity to work with the peer mentors or the volunteers that help other refugees.
And you found that you were able to learn some things that you can teach your students about how they should approach dealing with children of immigrants and children of refugees in their own classrooms. What did you bring back?
Well, you know, the big thing I brought back was that people aren't defined by this term refugee. It's actually just, you know, a legal term that's applied to them during this one period in their life, you know, really one of the most difficult periods. But when you deal with them, they're surprisingly just like us. You know, they had normal lives before the war in Syria. Many of them were just shopkeepers, accountants, computer guys, young families. And, of course, they've experienced this trauma of being uprooted and forced to leave. So on one hand, they're not different from us, but on the other hand, when students are working with them in schools or a social worker is working with them, they have to recognize that they have undergone a severe amount of trauma, and they might be in need of trauma-based care.
We're talking right now with Dan Leach. He's an associate professor in the School of Education at UW-Platteville. And during his recent sabbatical, he went to Germany and he worked with refugees there who are awaiting asylum. Dan, you know, sometimes we are so far removed from the migrant crisis, from the refugee crisis. What can Americans do to be more engaged in this or to help in their own communities?
Well, that's a good question, Kate. First of all, Americans can stay informed, which of course is what your listeners are doing today. If someone wants to help, I would encourage them to research some relief organizations that are doing some good work. Specifically, the most difficult time for the refugees happens during the transit. Germany is the destination country, but they often travel through Greece, Italy, Croatia, and on to Germany, and it's during this time that they need the most help. I did a little research on organizations that are helping. One of them is Samaritan's Purse, and they provide things like cell phones and prepaid credit cards to some of the most vulnerable refugees, such as women traveling with children.
And how did you find that the children are holding up mentally with all of this? Could you detect their stress?
Definitely the children are traumatized by the experience. Some of them have lost family members, especially during the dangerous boat ride across the Mediterranean. Last year, approximately 3,700 people were killed during transit. I felt confident that they were receiving a high level of care from the German social workers and psychologists, and they're holding up pretty good.
And do you think there are some takeaways that we could learn from Germany about how Germany is approaching the refugee crisis and how they are handling refugees?
One of the things I was really impressed with was the ability of small towns to accommodate refugees and to come together and really welcome them, and the tremendous number of volunteers who would step forward and teach them German, for example, or help them with paperwork. I think we have a tremendous potential in this country to do the same.
And how much do they know about the politics of the refugee crisis and their asylum standing in Germany? How in tune are they with the politics that's going on around them?
They are very in tune. As a matter of fact, that is probably the primary topic of conversation. Is the politics of the EU, the politics of Germany, and also they're intensely interested in the politics of the United States.
Did you find if they had any feelings about President Trump?
Well, actually, he's not the most popular guy in Germany, believe it or not, and the refugees weren't concerned so much that they wouldn't be able to come to the United States, but that the rest of the world was going to take the cue from the United States in their policies towards refugees.
And Dan, how have you been changed by your sabbatical and being among the refugees for 6 months?
Well, Kate, I really was opened up to the fact that refugees aren't that much different than us. And as a matter of fact, to see individuals that have lost everything and yet still be able to reach out and help their fellow refugees in any way they can, that was a bit inspiring for me and humbling.
Do you find any glimmers of hope that you took away from Germany?
I did. It seems overwhelming at times. The numbers last year, the United Nations Population Fund estimated that 60 million people were on the move, displaced and internally in their countries or refugees. But yet, when I was in Germany, I was able to see that even small towns, people were doing whatever they could to welcome the refugees and to integrate them into their communities.
Dan, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Kate. I appreciated the opportunity.
Dan Leach is an associate professor in the School of Education at UW-Platteville.
Coming up after the news, are pitbulls beasts, best friends, or just ordinary dogs? I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network.